USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking in Las Vegas, Nevada, President Trump calls the United States a nation of redemption.
In many cases, we want to rebuild their lives. They want to rebuild their lives. They want to help us and rebuild our country.
The president was invited to address a graduation ceremony for a program that helps former inmates re-enter society. Roger Stone was sentenced to 40 months in prison after being convicted of 7 felony counts involving obstruction, lying to Congress, and witness tampering. There is a chance that President Trump will commute or pardon Mr. Stone, to which Democrats, including Congressman Adam Schiff, are saying that that would look like an act of corruption on the president's part, to which Fox News judicial analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano tells Fox News.
Congressman Schiff is trying to lay the basis for an investigation of the president's behavior yet again.
USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A convicted leaker of classified information wants out of prison. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Former Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning has been held in a detention center for 11 months after refusing to answer questions about WikiLeaks and its co-founder Julian Assange. Manning shared classified documents with that website in 2010. Her lawyer is filing a petition in Virginia saying that she won't ever testify before the grand jury investigating WikiLeaks, and the lawyers pointed out that the attorney general was found to be in contempt of congressional subpoenas, and President Trump has ordered his staff not to comply with subpoenas. They said there seems to be different rules for different people.
Some Little League Baseball organizations around the country won't let teams have the Astros nickname. One district administrator in Pennsylvania wants teams not to use the Astros name after the team was caught stealing signs. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With his first Democratic presidential debate in his rearview mirror, former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg is back on the campaign trail speaking in Salt Lake City, Utah.
And just like last night at the debate, except the other people on the stage are actually happy to see me now, now I know what it's like to be a Utah fan in Provo during the Holy War. Look, the real winner in the debate last night was Donald Trump. Because I worry that we may very well be on the way to nominating somebody who cannot win in November. And if we choose a candidate who appeals to a small base like Senator Sanders, it will be a fatal error. We need Democrats and independents and Republicans to win. And that was the coalition that propelled Democrats to success in the midterms. And it's the coalition that we need to win in November.
The Georgia Drug Enforcement Agency has seized more than 1,300 pounds of meth connected to a Mexican drug cartel in Atlanta. Speaking with reporters, acting DEA Administrator Autumn Dillon announces Operation Crystal Shield is an effort aimed at taking down meth transportation hubs across the country.
We'll reinforce the important work DEA and our law enforcement partners are already doing to ensure this deadly drug never makes its way into our communities and neighborhoods.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.